This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Two people enter. Only one will leave. Do you have what it takes? Can you beat Jeez?
Ah, the Octagon, absolutely on fire. Let's get you a playing partner. Good morning. Which friend of show is this?
This is Sonny.
Sonny, welcome to the Octagon. Jeets. Playing pretty well in 2025. 171 wins overall. 17 losses, currently 2-0, but he has been beaten twice, Sonny, so far.
Hey, Sonny, you scared of skiing?
I've only been a few times, but I'm not scared.
Okay,
that's good.
Just watch out for trees.
Sonny, name is your buzzer. First one to get three correct will be today's champion. Best of luck. Here we go. Question number one, what is the world's largest highway? What is the world's longest highway?
Highway 99.
Highway 99 is a horrible guess. That's not right. Sonny.
I have no idea. Sonny, the Autobahn.
The Autobahn is a much better guess, but not correct. The correct answer is the Pan American Highway. Prudhoe Bay, Alaska, all the way to the southern tip of Argentina. 18,640 miles long.
I guessed a highway. He guessed the Autobahn.
Yeah.
Why is his guess much better than mine?
It's a hell of a lot cooler. Highway 99, you're never going 160. That's just the bottom line.
But at least I guessed a highway.
Yeah. You take stuff so personally. Jeez. It's almost like you're a ginger. Question number two.
You're an anti-ginger.
Who wrote the novel of Mice and Men? Required reading. Most schools.
Jeets. Dr. Seuss.
Dr. Seuss. Again, a horrible answer. Sonny.
I don't know. I think it starts with an S, but I don't remember the name.
Yeah, you know what? That's so close. I want to give it to you.
Oh, shut up. Starts with an S.
John Steinbeck.
Almost gave him that
Steinbeck.
Because it started with an S.
Yeah, John Steinbeck wrote that. All right.
Also, I should have known that.
Question number three. Where is the Parthenon located?
I mean, dude, that's Sonny. Three straight. Just
Sonny.
Greece.
That's right. See, Sonny.
Man, he knows. Sonny, you weren't supposed to know either.
I'm not sure who the dummy is in this game right now. Oh, I got a good idea. Question number four. According to the Bible, which apostle was a tent maker?
Jeez. The Apostle Coleman.
Sonny.
Matthew.
Matthew, good guess. Paul. Paul is the right answer. The Apostle Paul. Question number five. Who became the first athlete in 1934 to appear on a Wheaties box?
Sonny.
First, Sonny.
Jesse Owens.
Jesse Owens. Oh, good guess. That's not correct, though.
1934.
Very first athlete on the box of Wheaties.
Gee, it's Babe Ruth.
Boy, that's so close. I want to give it to you, but I just can't. Lou Gehrig is the right answer.
I don't think there's any common letters in those two names.
They both played baseball. Question number six. Who was Bill Clinton's vice president?
Cheats. Al Gore.
All right. Cheats is on the board. All right. Question number seven. What was the first planet to be discovered by a telescope?
Cheats. Only because you asked, I guarantee it's Uranus.
It is Uranus. It was spotted from a Manhattan high rise across an alley.
There's a lot of spokes on this planet.
Question number eight. Which member of the Bee Gees played no instruments on stage?
Sonny. Morris.
Morris, good guess, but not the right Bee Gee.
I got to be honest, I can't name a single Bee Gee.
Robin Gibb is the one that did not play an instrument. Robin Gibb. Question number nine. In 2019, Ted Hastings wore 257 of these to set a Guinness World Record. What was he wearing?
Cheats. Oh, God, there's like five real answers here. I'll say socks.
Socks is a great guess, but it's incorrect. Sonny.
Underwear.
Another good guess. Not right. T-shirts. 257 T-shirts.
Damn.
Looking like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Question number 10. For the first time in the history of this game, we may run out of questions. Question number 10. Name one of the Super Bowl teams.
We won't be going any farther. Chiefs, Eagles this Sunday. Let's go. Thanks for playing, Sonny.
Wait a minute. You got two right.
What are you talking about? Al Gore, Uranus?
I forgot about your...
How could you ever forget about my Uranus?
Hey, Sonny, thanks for playing.
You got it, man. Good job.
I was really worried. I'm not kidding. I only had like two more questions ready.
Don't ask such obscure, random questions. Will you wrap this puppy up, Terry Boy?
Right. Hey,
it's gonna be a 47-minute podcast today.
Congratulations, by the way. You get your third win.
You get one of those.
We'll do it again tomorrow morning about 7:35. Ever miss an episode of Can You Beat Jeets? They're very easy to find.
Yeah, we got this thing. It's a podcast, and we named it after Terry. It's called Terry Boyd's World's Podcast. You can download and subscribe to it so you don't miss a single one on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.